You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 60. It's hard to fathom the world we're in at the moment. It's almost like waking up into a horror movie. So today, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus, COVID-19, that has affected so many people in the last few weeks of March 2020. So today we're going to talk about fear, future, and moving forward.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years and helped hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
A much more somber world we're in today than we have been in quite some time. So today we're going to talk about fear, future, and moving forward. Today is all about the coronavirus, COVID-19, that has affected so many people. Please stop and breathe. What is the reality that you're creating? And I'm not talking about the right and wrong of what is happening and continues to happen. We all have our own personal opinions on that. What I want to ask you is, what is your reality? What are you making this mean for you, for your family, for your friends, for your business, and for your future? Are you spending your days refreshing the news feed 60 times an hour, listening, reading and grabbing every negative snippet you can find? What's that doing for your mood? Is that creating doom and gloom? Stop it. You need to get some perspective of your current personal situations and see what positives that you can draw from it. What can you do right now? Look at what you can do right now, even if you are self-isolating or working from home. Things that you can look at are clarifying your business systems, upgrading your learning, getting your filing up to date, doing graphics for your marketing or your social media campaigns, planning those social media campaigns, doing your data input, meditating, getting your mindset sorted. Do that project that you've never had time to do, or your mind has always been too busy. Write that book that you always promised. That's definitely on my to-do list. Learn a new language. So as you can see, there are many other things that you can focus on rather than the news feed. Stay out of the news feed. Look after you. At times like this, you really need to watch what you consume and be aware of that negative impact and how that bad news is affecting your mind. Now, I'm not saying don't be informed. However, you don't need to spend the whole time, your whole day, refreshing the news. In fact, I challenge you to only check it 2 or 3 times a day for a maximum of 15 minutes. You reckon you could do that? But you'll miss something. No, you won't. If it's really bad enough, if it's really that relevant to you, you'll be told. You must look after your mental state, your own well-being, or you're not going to get through this. Early in the week, I wrote a blog on my Catco Enterprises blog, catcoent.com.au, on some tools that could make your life easier when you're working from home or in self-isolation. How to protect your business from the effect of coronavirus. So you might want to have a look at that. I'll drop that in the show notes. You need to focus. Focus on the work and tasks that you need to do each day. Set your mindset the same as you would as if you were normally going to work, whether that's in an office or a work site. Put on your uniform. Have the tasks that you need to do for the day. Try to have a dedicated workspace, preferably with a door that you can close. Think about the background noise. Do you need to have some background noise, like some music? Or do you need to block it out? Put your headset on. Have set hours and take breaks. And don't sit at your desk for hours and hours without moving. One thing I like to do, especially if I'm working from home, is set a timer for 50 minutes. Now, when I'm doing something interesting, that 50 minutes goes so fast. But when I'm doing something I don't like, it takes forever. But you don't get up until the timer goes. And then when you get up, you reward yourself. You go and get that coffee. You go outside. You go for a walk. And then you come back, you set another 50-minute block, and you'll be surprised at how much you can achieve. Do go for a walk and do get some exercise. It's really important. One of the things that they say is most beneficial is getting some sunshine and some fresh air. And have a hard stop, a time when you finish work, no matter how much is left on your desk. If you're working in a different location, you have to come home at some time. So when you're working from home, you need to stop. Moving forward, you need to plan. What steps can you put in place to take advantage of the bounce back? And yes, it will bounce back. Whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 90 days, whatever the time frame will be, will you be ready? And use your time productively. Now set some goals. Have you done your strategic planning? If not, do it for the rest of the year. Look back at last year or two lots of last quarters. So look at December quarter last year and the year before. What sort of things did you do there? Can you do any of those this year? Think about what you can do in May, September, and December. And see episodes of Small Business Talk 7 and 20 for goal setting. Do you have a social media plan? Or have you just been running by the skin of your pants because you haven't had time? This situation is only temporary and it will get better. So are you ready to tell your customers, your clients, how you can help them? And for some people, the time is right now. You need to be able to tell them how you can help. A customer of mine who runs a restaurant is obviously finding it very tough. In Australia, we're not in complete lockdown yet. So they're offering home deliveries of their restaurant menu to self-isolations. And you don't need to be self-isolated to take up this service. So think about how you can help right now and into the future. So get that social media asset sorted. Get your branding sorted. Make some of those graphics that you might need. Write an article or several. Do the research and let your expertise and brilliance shine through. Now is also the perfect time to upskill. Now there's hundreds of courses online and absolutely millions of videos out there. There's something on every subject. So use your time wisely. Is it time to move your business online? If you have a bricks and mortar business, or you've always sold through markets, going online might be the perfect option to help you bounce back. If you already have an online shop, then you need to promote it. You need to be advertising it. You need to get it out to people so that they know that you're there to help. I've just started a new marketplace, so you might be interested in that. It's called Love, Share, Sell. So go to lovesharesell.com.au and have a look at it. Or join our Facebook group, Love Share Sell, and tell us all about your products and where you're from. You'll be surprised who is just looking for that special something that you have to offer. At times like this, you really do need to be calm, because it is the calm that will conquer. So stay strong. Stay positive, stay safe and well. So I hope you'll tune in to Small Business Talk next week, and hopefully we'll have a much brighter topic. Take care. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.